I am James Messer. I am a lead systems engineer for Network General.
Now, what is the overall vision right now for NetGen?
I think Network General, and you look at what we've done over the last 20 years with this company, it's kind of been nice to be around for 20 years now, and being able to go from this company that made tools for the very smart technical people to solve problems in their environment. And we've worked on that vision for so long to build it up to something that is now so much broader and provides much more visibility across the entire enterprise. I think of a set of tools that I got from my father and my father-in-law that they handed down to me. And I love these tools. And every time I need to use something, work on my car, I always grab those old tools to work on them. But I realize, of course, that occasionally I'll run into a situation where the old tool doesn't have a newer capability, it doesn't have safety guards, maybe I need multiple levels of speeds on a particular device, and I realize I need to now go and get a new updated version of that. So I'll go to the store, and the people that made that tool originally are now making so many other different tools that do so many other different things across a broader range. That is exactly what Network General has done now. We've gone from that company that's made that fantastic tool that everybody knows about because we have that great sniffer name behind us. And now we're able to have this massive number of tools across such a broad area to provide value to the enterprise.
So how is Network General able to consistently sort of come up with these ideas? Because a lot of things are changing. We've got now wireless connections, we've got the concept that things are always on, and that it's a very different world from what Network General started. How are they able to consistently deal with those changes?
Yeah, I think there are some commonalities, some things that are very consistent in how we have done things over the last 20 years. I started with the company about 10 years ago. So I've got a very good idea of the corporate culture now and what we stand for and what we do. And one of the most important things to us as an organization is that connection we have with our customers. Being able to understand what their challenges are and being able to create solutions for those challenges is very important to us. So you'll see, of course, there's constantly newsletters and now podcasts and seminars and trade shows and ways to get information from our customers and put it back into these products and solutions that we create. You're right that things are now moving so quickly, and what was 10 years ago is now very different today, and yet Network General is still here doing the things that we've always done. Ultimately, we are now considered that trusted advisor, and we take that very seriously. That is important to us because we've got network people and security teams and CIOs counting on the information that we provide to them to make critical business decisions in their environment.
And they're also going mobile too a lot of the time, and we've got virtual private networks now, a lot of things that are, you practically have to have your own little miniature internet with you. And how is Network General looking at the mobile question right now?
Well, everything has changed up for mobile technologies, and you look at everything from optimization of these very narrow bandwidths that are available with mobile technologies to technologies that are specific to that segment. So when I work with my corporate customers who deal with financial environments, they may not realize that the mobile phones that they're using have behind the scenes are powered with this sniffer technology that we've put in the mobile carriers' networks so that the mobile carriers can provide that same visibility to their customers.
Okay, and going forward, how do you see Network General sort of addressing problems as they come up and situations as they come up in the future? Because one of the big things that we're talking about at the RSA now is security. Security is the number one thing as we go wireless, as we go mobile, as we go, machines and devices are not going before, into cars, into personal telephones. I mean, this is a part where identity and security is very important. And what is Network General looking at for that?
But the last 10 years alone, much less the last 20 of this company, have been absolutely amazing. And you're right, the speeds and the capabilities of the networks have gotten faster. We've moved from centralized to decentralized and back to centralized computing again. Now the new mobile technologies and everything behind the scenes that takes advantage of those, because ultimately you have to hit a terrestrial link so that you can have the databases and the web servers and the voice over IP. But throughout all of that, It is the visibility into the applications on the network that have really become the business. They're what everybody wants to know about. You have online banking, you have online entertainment, you have online purchasing. Everything's online. Everything's accessible, and that wireless mobile access is a very important aspect of that.
Now talk about that visibility again. Can you explain that a little bit more?
When we start looking into the applications on the network and how complex they have gotten, we have these redundant network links and multiple application tiers and multiple topologies now across very, very large areas. They become a lot more complex and also a lot more integrated. And this has created a lot of complexity for the organizations that have our solutions. They're looking to be able to provide capabilities to their customers, but get rid of the complexity, make things much easier for them to be able to manage and understand what's going on in their business.
So why Network General? If you have a business that's considering going forward and dealing with security, why should they choose Network General?
When you look at what we've done through in the past, what we have gone through as a company and how we listen to what our customers have done, we are already working towards those more advanced technologies. We're already working towards troubleshooting those faster networks, troubleshooting those more complex applications, and providing a business perspective or an organizational goal perspective into what they're trying to accomplish.
We've been speaking with James Messer, lead systems engineer for Network General. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thanks for your time.